Master Fenton, talk not to me. My mind is heavy. I will give over all.
Yet hear me speak. Assist me in my purpose, and as I am a gentleman, I'll give thee £100 in gold more than your loss.
Huh? Oh, I will hear you, Master Fenton, and I will at the least keep your counsel.
From time to time, I have acquainted you with the dear love I bear to fair Anne Page, who mutually hath answered my affection, so far forth as herself might be her chooser, even to my wish. I have a letter from her of such contents as you will wonder at, the mirth whereof so larded with my matter that neither singly can be manifested without the show of both. Fat Falstaff hath a great seal.
Oh?
The image of the jest I'll show you here at large. Hark, good mine host. Tonight, at Herne's Oak, just twixt 12 and 1, must my sweet Nan present the fairy queen. The purpose why is here, in which disguise, while other jests are something rank on foot, her father hath commanded her to slip away with Slender, and with him at Eton immediately to marry. She hath consented. Now, sir, her mother, even strong against that match and firm for Dr. Caius, hath appointed that he shall likewise shuffle her away, while other sports are tasking of their minds, and at the deanery where a priest attends, straight marry her. To this her mother's plot, she, seemingly obedient, likewise hath made promise to the doctor. Now, thus it rests. Her father means she shall be all in white, and in that habit when Slender sees his time to take her by the hand and bid her go, she shall go with him. Her mother hath intended, the better to denote her to the doctor, for they must all be masked and visited, that quaint in green she shall be loose and robed, with ribbons pendant flaring about her head, and when the doctor spies his vantage ripe, to pinch her by the hand, and on that token the maid hath given consent to go with him.
Which means she to deceive, father or mother?
Both, my good host. To go along with me. And here it rests, that you will procure the vicar to stay for me at church twixt 12 and 1, and in the lawful name of marrying to give our hearts united ceremony.
Well, husband, your device. I'll to the vicar. Bring you the maid, you shall not lack a priest.
So shall I evermore be bound to thee. Besides, I'll make a present recompense.
No, no, bring no more prattling. Go, I'll hold. This is the third time. I hope good luck lies in odd numbers. Away, go. They say there is divinity in odd numbers, either in nativity, chance, or death. Away.
I'll provide you a chain.
Yes.
And I'll do what I can to get you a pair of horns.
Yeah, away, I say. Time wears. Hold up your head and mince. How now, Master Broom?
Good.
Master Broom. The matter will be known tonight or never. Be you in the park about midnight at Herne's Oak, and you shall see wonders.
Went you not to her yesterday, sir, as you told me you'd appointed?
I went to her, Master Broom, as you see, like a poor old man. But I came from her, Master Broom, like a poor old woman. That same knave, Ford, her husband, hath the finest mad devil of jealousy in him, Master Broom, that ever governed frenzy. I'll tell you, he beat me grievously.
No.
In the shape of a woman. For in the shape of a man, Master Broom, I fear not Goliath with a weaver's beam, because I know also life is a shuttle. I'm in haste. Go along with me. I'll tell you all, Master Broom, since I plucked geese, played truant, and whipped top, I knew not what 'twas to be beaten till lately. Follow me. I'll tell you strange things of this knave Ford, on whom tonight I will be revenged, and I will deliver his wife into your hand. Follow. Strange things in hand, Master Broom. Follow.
Come. We'll couch in the castle ditch till we see the light of the fairies. Remember, Sun Slender, my daughter...
Forsooth, I have spoke with her, and we have a nay word how to know one another. I come to her in white and cry mum, she cries budget, and by that we know one another.
That's good, too, but what needs either your mum or her budget? The white will decipher her well enough. It has struck 10 o'clock. The night is dark. Light and spirits will become it will. Heaven prosper our sport. No man means evil but the devil, and we shall know him by his horns.
My daughter is in green. When you see your time, take her by the hand, away with her to the deanery, and dispatch quickly.
Go before into the park. We two must go together.
Madame, I know what I have to do. Adieu, madame.
Fare you well, sir. My husband will not rejoice so much at the abuse of Falstaff as he will chafe at the doctor's marrying my daughter. But 'tis no matter. Better a little chiding than a great deal of heartbreak.
Where is Nan now? And her troop of fairies and the Welsh devil Hugh?
They are all couched in a pit hard by Herne's Oak with obscured lights, which at the very instant of Falstaff's and our meeting, they will at once display to the knight.
That cannot choose but amaze him.
If he be not amazed, he will be mocked. If he be amazed, he will every way be mocked.
We'll betray him finally.
Against such lewdsters and their lechery, those that betray them do no treachery.
The hour draws on. To the oak, to the oak.
I pray you, follow me into the pit. And when I give the watchword, do as I bid you. Come, come.
The Windsor bell has struck 12. The minute draws on. Now the hot-blooded gods assist me. Remember, Jove, thou wast a bull for thy Europa. Love set on thy horns. Oh, powerful love, that in some respects makes a beast a man, in some other a man a beast. You were also, Jupiter, a swan for the love of Leda. Oh, omnipotent love, how near the god drew to the complexion of a goose. A fault done first in the form of a beast, oh lover, a beastly fault. And then another fault in the semblance of a fowl. Think on Jove, a foul fault. Well, when gods have hot backs, what shall poor men do? For me, I am here a Windsor stag, and the fattest, I think, in the forest. Send me a cool rut time, Jove, or who can blame me to piss my tallow? Who comes here? My doe? Ooh.
My dear.
My doe with the black scut. Let the sky rain potatoes. Let it thunder to the tune of green sleeves. Hail kissing comfits and snowy ringos. Let there come a tempest of provocation. I will shelter me here.
Mistress Page has come with me, sweetheart.
Divide me like a bribed buck. Eat your horn. I'll keep my sides to myself, my shoulders for the fellow of his walk, and my horns. I bequeath your husband. Am I a woodman, huh? Speak I like Herne the hunter? Why, now is Cupid a child of conscience. He makes restitution. As I am a true spirit, welcome.
Alas, what noise?
Oh, heaven forgive us, our sins.
What should this be?
Away, away.
I think the devil will not have me damned, lest the oil that's in me should set hell on fire. He would never else cross me thus.
Very black bray, green and white. You moonshine revelers and shades of night. You awful heirs of fixed destiny, attend your office and your quality. Cry up, hobgoblin, make the fairy your ear.
Help! Miss your name! Silence, you airy toys! Cricket! To wind the chimney's shutter leap, where fires are faced and raked and hearths unswept, there pitch the maids as blue as bilberry, our radiant queen hates sluts and sluttery.
They are fairies. He that speaks to them shall die. I wink and couch, no man their works must I.
Where's Bede? Go you, and where you find a maid, that ere she sleep her thrice her prayer said, raise up the organs of her fantasy. Sleep she a sound of careless infancy. But those asleep and think not on their sins, pinch them arms, legs, back, shoulders, sides, and chin.
Pinch them?
About,
pinch
about.
Them.
Search with the castle, elves, within, without. Do good luck, woof, on every sacred room, that it may stand shall do. In state of wholesome, and in state to sit worthy the owner. And the owner is the several chairs of order, lucule scour, with juice of balm, and every precious flower, the clear installment cult, and several crests, with loyal blaze and evermore be blessed. And knightly meadow fairies, look you sing, like of the daughter's compass in a ring, it's better that it bears. Green let it be, more fertile fresh than all the field to see. And on his bark he meliponti writes, in emerald tufts, now portal blue and white, like sapphire pearl and rich embroidery, buckle below fair knighthood's bending knee. Fairies use flowers for their charactery. Away! Disperse! But beauty 1 o'clock, our dance of custom round about the oak, affirm the hunter, let us not forget.
Pray you, lock hand in hand, yourselves in order set, and 20 glowworms shall our lanthorns be, to guide our measure round about the tree. But stay! I smell a man of middle-earth.
Heavens defend me from that Welsh fairy, lest he transform me to a piece of cheese. Vile one!
Don't touch me, I pray! Thou art
our with trial fire, touch me his finger end.
No, no,
the flame will back descend and turn him to no pain. But if he start, it is the flesh of a corrupted heart.
Our trial, come! Come! Will this wood take fire?
Ow! Ooh! Ooh! Corrupt! Corrupt! And tempted in desire! About him, fairies, sing a scornful rhyme. And as you tip, skill pinch him to your tongue.
Why, you're getting so far into the fire, lust and luxury. Lust is fire, a bloody fire. Kindled with unchained desire. Fading hearts and flames aspire. As thoughts do blow them higher and higher. Pinch him, fairies, usually. Pinch him for his villainy. Pinch him and burn him and turn him about. Till candles and starlight and moonshine be out. Pinch him and burn him and turn him about.
Oh, no. Nay,
do not fly. I think we have watched you now. Will not return the hunters of your turn.
I pray you come. Hold up the jib no higher. Now, good Sir John, how like you Windsor wives? See you these husbands? Do not these fair yokes become the forest better than the town?
Now, sir, who's a cuckold now? Master Broom, Falstaff's a knave, a cuckoldy knave. Here are his horns, Master Broom. And Master Broom, he hath enjoyed nothing of Ford's but his buck basket, his cudgel of 20 pounds of money, which must be paid to Master Broom. His horses are arrested for it, Master Broom.
Sir John, we have had ill luck. We could never meet. I will never take you for my love again, but I will always count you my dear.
I do begin to perceive that I'm made an ass.
Aye, and an ox, too. Both the proofs are extant.
And these are not fairies? I was 3 or 4 times in the thought they were not fairies, and yet the guiltiness of my mind, the sudden surprise of my powers, drove the grossness of the foppery into a received belief, in despite of the teeth of all rhyme and reason, that they were fairies. See now how wit may be made a jack-o'-lent when 'tis upon ill employment.
Sir John Falstaff, serve God, and leave your desires, and fairies will not kiss you.
Well said, Fairy Hugh.
And leave you your jealousies too, I pray you.
I will never mistrust my wife again till thou art able to woo her in good English.
Oh. Have I laid my brain in the sun and dried it, that it wants matter to prevent so gross o'erreaching as this? Am I ridden with a Welsh goat, too? Shall I have a coxcomb of frieze? Oh, it is time I were choked with a piece of toasted cheese.
Cheese is not good to give butter. Your belly is all butter.
Cheese and butter. Have I lived to stand at the taunt of one that makes fritters of English? This is enough to be the decay of lust and late walking through the realm.
Why, Sir John, do you... Though we would have thrown... thrust virtue out of our hearts by the head and shoulders and have given ourselves without scruple to hell, that ever the devil could have made you our delight?
What, a hodge pudding, a bag of flax?
Man.
Old, cold, withered, and of intolerable envy.
And one that is as slanderous as Satan.
And as poor as girl.
And as wicked as his wife.
And given to fornications, and to taverns, and sack and wine, and lethaglins, and to drinkings, and swearings, and starings, pribbles, and problems.
Well, I am your theme. You have bestarted me. I'm dejected. I'm not able to answer the Welsh flannel. Ignorance itself is a plummet o'er me. Use me as you will.
Marry, sir, we'll bring you to Windsor, to one Master Broom, that you have cozened of money, to whom you should have been a pander. Over and above that you have suffered, I think to repay that money will be a biting affliction.
Ah, yet be cheerful, knight. Thou shalt eat a posset tonight at my house, where I will desire thee to laugh at my wife, that now laughs at thee. Tell her Master Slender hath married her daughter.
Doctors doubt that. If Anne Page be my daughter, she is by this Dr. Caius' wife.
Oh, Father Page.
How now, son?
This match, I'll make the best in Gloucestershire now, when I'm a hangler else.
What, son?
I came yonder at Eton to marry Mistress Anne Page. And she's a great, lovely boy. Mm. If it had not been in the church, I would have swinged him. Or he should have swinged me. If I did not think it had been Anne Page, would I might never stir until the postmaster's boy.
Upon my life, then, you took the wrong.
What need you tell me that? I think so when I took a boy for a girl. If I'd been married to him, for all he was in woman's peril, I would not have had him.
Why, this is your own folly. Did I not tell you how you should know my daughter by her gown?
I went to her in green and cried mum, and she cried buddy, as Anne and I had appointed, and yet it was not Anne, but a postmaster's boy.
Oh, good George, be not angry. I knew of your purpose. Turned my daughter into white, and indeed she is now with the doctor at the deanery, and they're married.
Hmm? Where is Mistress Page? By God, I am cousined. I have married un garçon. Huh? A boy. A boy. Un peasant, by God. A boy, it is not Anne Page, no. By God, I am cousined.
Why? Did you take her in white?
I, by God, and did a boy. Oh, by God, I raise all Windsor.
This is strange. Who has got the right hand?
My heart misgives me. Here comes Master Fenton. How now, Master Fenton?
Pardon, good father. Good my mother, pardon.
Now, mistress, how chance you went not with Master Slender?
Why went you not with Master Doctor Maid?
You do amaze her. Hear the truth of it. You would have married her most shamefully where there was no proportion held in love. The truth is, she and I, long since contracted, are now so sure that nothing can dissolve us. The offense is holy that she has committed, and this deceit loses the name of craft, of disobedience, or unduteous title, since therein she doth evitate and shun a thousand irreligious cursed hours which forced marriage would have brought upon her.
Stand not amazed. Here is no remedy. In love, the heavens themselves do guide the state. Money buys lambs, and wives are sold by fish.
I am glad, though you've taken a special stand to strike at me, that your arrow has glanced.
Well, what remedy? Fenton, heaven give thee joy. What cannot be eschewed must be embraced.
When night dogs run all sorts of deer at chase.
Well, I will muse no further. Master Fenton, heaven give you many, many merry days. Good husband, let us everyone go home and laugh this sport o'er by a country fire, Sir John and all.
Let it be so, Sir John. To Master Broom you yet shall hold your word, for he tonight shall lie with Mistress Ford.